Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Diane DeRest is here. Diane is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 6 years, she's been joining us. She's the CEO of DeRest Communications, and she's the author of Knockout Presentations, the revised edition, by the way, a new one, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Punch, and Pizzazz. She's our good friend, Diane DeRest. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to have me. Have you. Sorry, it's great to be here.
It's great for me to have you. And I can tell, you know, I know it's such a dream come true for you, Diane, to be here. And
like, of course.
Hey, Diane, did I miss a book? Is this...
You did. I have a new book, e-book out called Give Fear the Finger, How to Knock Out Fear of Public Speaking.
That's it. And you know, yep. It's hard to stack those e-books up in my studio, so forgive
right.
me. I knew there was another one, but I just don't have it. I didn't have it in front of me. So that's an e-book, though, and that's available at Amazon. So, okay, this is the speechifying season, isn't it?
It sure is. With all of the graduations, there are all these kinds of commencement speeches going on. And, you know, as a small business owner, you might think, what does this have to do with me? And yet, you may be called upon because of your reputation in the community or in your industry to give a commencement speech. And every time you speak, you're representing your brand. In fact, my sister, who's a retired military officer, was asked to speak to retired nurses recently at her development. And a few weeks ago, I was coaching a senior vice president in the financial services industry mm-hmm. who was speaking at her alma mater. So it can come up, and you should be prepared.
Well, and as I mentioned before in a previous segment, Diane, you know, I said if you're speaking to one person or a group of people, you know, you need to have the same, many of the same elements need to be in play, don't they?
Absolutely.
Because you've got to, number one, you want to accomplish something, right? Isn't that one of the first things you want to do when you speak to someone?
The goal is to have a specific outcome. Why are you doing this, and what do you want to have happen by the end of the talk? What are your main messages? Absolutely.
So talk to us about what you told the folks you were coaching.
Well, one of the things is one of the people I was coaching said, I just want to hire you for the delivery. And I said, are you sure you don't want me to work on the messaging because I do the crafting as well? No, mm-hmm. I think I've got that. Well, when I met with her, we spent most of our time revamping because
right.
here's the biggest mistake people make. They write their presentation or speech for the eye and not for the ear. And what does that mean? On paper, it reads really well as a document. You go to speak it, and it just sounds so formal.
It sounds like you're narrating.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so we spent a lot of time trying to pull out her conversational voice, finding her voice, so that when she was speaking, she was coming from her heart as well as her head.
There's an example on television that's perfect for what you're talking about. If people watch it on Turner Classic Movies, TCM, the guy who was the older guy who's been doing the narration before those movies,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember any of their names. I remember the second guy's name. I'm sorry, I can't remember the first guy's name. But when he does it, when the older guy does it, you feel like he knew the people, like he lived these movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he talks about it. The new guy who's sort of replacing him, Ben Mankiewicz, I think is his name, when he does it, you feel like he's reading a teleprompter.
Yeah.
So folks, go watch Turner Classic Movies and watch those two guys doing it. You'll see what Diane's talking about.
Yes, you really want people to get a sense of you, your personality, as if you're talking to them in your living room. And
mm-hmm.
that's a really difficult skill. And that's a skill that applies to any kind of speech.
Isn't being comfortable key to that? Isn't being comfortable in front of people, comfortable with your message, isn't that the key?
That's part of it, but it's also doing a lot of the preparation work. And I always say it's 90% preparation and 10% delivery. So it's not enough to write your speech. You then have to say it out loud and listen to how it's landing.
And that's the reason why sometimes when you hear people give a speech and it doesn't work, they probably didn't write the speech, right?
Yes, and it's interesting. I was coaching a CEO one time, and we had a speech writer there. And I said, let him just run through it. And then as he would do several iterations, his own voice would come through. He'd use an expression. I'd say, okay, let's change that. Use those words. Because a speech writer can only go so far.
Well, exactly. And it needs to be in their voice. You know, around here, whenever when my syndicated column goes out, over the years, I've had some pretty darn sharp editors working for me. And they'd want to edit it based on the AP style, right? And I say, guys, my editors, the people who take my syndicated column, they don't want, you know, they want it to be grammatically correct, but they don't want my voice to be AP style. They want it to come from Jim Blasingame. And so they'd be marking through some of my colloquialisms or some of my, maybe even some of my sarcasm, which I'm so good at, Diane.
You know, and if you think about entrepreneurs, what's really critical is thought leadership. You need to build your platform. Mm-hmm. And so part of it is your speaking, part of it's your writing. And that's why people have trouble when they hire a ghostwriter, because they can't speak in their voice. It should sound like you. And when I wrote my first book, Knockout Presentations, some of my clients would say, oh, I read your book. It sounds just like you.
That's
great.
That's the best compliment anybody ever gave me about my books, is to say, when I read your book, it sounded like you were talking to me.
Right, so have the confidence to do that. So you asked me, you know, what were some of the lessons. What I told my sister was, tell your story, tell your journey and the lessons. Make sure that you pull out lessons. Here's the biggest mistake, and recently we've heard a lot of commencement speakers. We've heard Michelle Obama, Denzel Obama.
Hold on to that, because I want to talk about those two in the next segment. But what I wanted to ask you, this one last question before we go, hold on to that thought, because we'll come back to that. Don't you think people underestimate their ability to craft or to write something that's from them? Don't you think people should try to get it out of themselves first?
Yes, and there are a number of ways you can
do it. Not that they
don't
need help with certain things, but the essence should come from them, don't you think?
Yes, let them speak it out, record it, just talk out, or have a friend ask you questions, and just let there be a stream of consciousness, and write down whatever comes, and that's your first process. Just get it out on paper.
I need your website, Diane.
Diresta.com, DIRESTA.com.
That's our great guest, and when we come back, there are two or three speeches that were made in the last week or so, and we're going to talk specifically about them. Did they work or not? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.